Okay, now, just a couple real quick things, just about tearing. Similar to Avelis, similar to tearing, we mentioned about going on, when you see the Makom HaMikdash, so we read, you have to tear with your hands, so it's the same thing by, if you tear for a parent, it has to be, you have to rip with your hands, but everyone, all the posts can point out, you can start the initial rip with a knife or a scissor or something, with a kli, because it's very hard to start a rip without otherwise, and that's clear the halacha, just tear a tefach with your hands. Now, one thing that which I just touched upon, and I looked into it again, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned something about making another tear three etzba'ot apart. So I'm going to explain as a perush on the Mishnah Berurah, because it's clear, if you look in Yoredeya, Shin Mem, Kaf Aleph, Kaf Gimel, it's clear. Anytime you add another tear, as again, we don't do two tears unless it's two different days apart nowadays, when you tear on Makom HaMikdash, where we don't tear separately on one place and then Ara Yehuda, Ara Atika, and then again on the Kotel. So, but if you're using the same shirt, or if you have, you tear in Hilchos Avelis, you tear once for one person, you tear, and then another family member passes away and you have to tear again. So for the halachos of tearing, everyone says you're allowed to continue the tear from where you left off. Right? You can use the same shirt, afilu, the expression is five times. Really, there's no limit, except your shirt's only so long. So you are going to get to a limit. A short person might max out at three. But anyways, everyone says you're allowed to continue your tearing, just tear another tefach. The only time you start a new tear three etzbot apart from each other is if you want to. If you want to start a brand new tear, so then it's mentioned in halacha, start the new tear three etzbaot apart. And each etzba is about 2 centimeters, so you're looking at about centimeters apart. If you're going to make 2 separate tears completely, it should be about 6 centimeters apart. Otherwise, it's 100%, you just continue the same tear, kol ha'deos. And right in your day, it says that you keep on tearing down until you reach tiburo. I believe that's your belly button. Does that sound right? So once you reach that point, it's not really nikra. It gets close to your pants already. So then that's when you have to get a new shirt or start from a new place. The expression of Achi Agala Libo Lamaisa just means we tear on Makom HaMikdash on the left side, like for parents. And when we learned sulamot or something like that, we said you're allowed to sew up your shirt. Well, eino me'achel le'olam. You're not allowed to properly sew it up. There are a few different perushim on what it means, sulamot. You're allowed to do it, expression, lamolan, shalolan, whatever. So basically that just means either you don't put it together. You don't, when your shirt is ripped, you don't bring it together and then stitch it up. You leave it apart from each other. That's one shot. Because then when you see a couple stitches, now again, most of the poskim just say you just stitch like in 2 or 3 spots. That's another also. You only stitch it up in like 2 or 3 spots, so it's not a proper stitch all the way down. And if you leave it full apart, which is a Rashi, right? Then you'll see the stitch as a rung, because you'll see it across since it doesn't come together. Anyways, crooked's another pshat, and okay, fine. That's, I think it's a wrap for that. Now, we are starting Hilchos Tainis now. Hilchos Tainis is Tav Kuf Samach Beis, Halacha Aleph. Okay. Kol Ta'anit Shalei Shaka Alav HaChama. Anytime a person makes a Tainis for himself, and you didn't, well, or by the tzibor, we're going to elaborate. Anytime you have a tainus, and the son did not, you didn't finish the tainus, in other words, the tainus only ends once the shkia happens. Dahainu, what is shkia? The Shulchan Aruch defines for this halacha. Shelo hishlimo ad tzeis hakochavim. You have to wait until the end of tzeis hakochavim. Dahainu, in parentheses, shira'u shlosha kochavim beinonim. So it has to be 3 middle, average stars, and randomly placed in the sky. Or when it's dark enough and the moon is able to provide significant light down on planet Earth. And in contrast to Motzei Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we say it needs to be big stars close to little stars close together, because we want to make sure it's even later, right? If you wait longer, then you'll see more closer stars, smaller stars closer together.
But, you live in Los Angeles, you don't see stars.
Right, if it's all lit up, you don't see stars. So that's, nowadays, that brings a whole new light or whatever. Exactly, on the matter. So it could be it changes a little bit, big stars, little stars. It could be the what we call the big stars are actually the little stars because it's so light outside. But anyways, let's see. Okay, so in general, for tainus to be completed, you have to wait until tseis. So that's obviously the general minhag, is we wait until tseis. And mikar din, that's the halacha in general. Just interesting to point out, the Gemara, when it talks about when the fast ends, it's clearly talking about, I forget right now if it's Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av or both, and there it just says regarding those, you only have to wait until, that's when you have to wait until Tseis HaKochavim. So many of the Rishonim and the Grav points out, L'maisa, so therefore really the Halacha, right, the Rambam, the Ran, Rashi, you see the Gemara only says it by, let's say Tisha B'Av, for example. I'm not sure which one. Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur. But for all the other Tanios, they say you don't have to wait until Tseis. You only have to wait until Shkia. But L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch follows what he writes in the Beis Yosef, quoting one of the Rishonim, that Nagu nowadays, we're all machmer, whenever we make a Tainus, Tainus Yachi, Tainus Tzibra, whatever, we always wait until Tseis. Because we're not exactly sure what is Shkia, what is Tseis. And that became, so L'maisa, the halacha is, you go by tseis, in general. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ein baznichin, for those who want to be mekel, don't make a big deal, it's not so bad if they want to be mekel after Shkia. Or perhaps it's Pishat Adchak, and you need to eat earlier, then once it's after Shkia, perhaps it actually does count. As we're going to see. Here, I'll just say it now. The Shulchan Aruch is going to be talking about, we need to make sure, in order to a tainus, to be established as a tainus, we're about to say, there are certain rules that has to go by, and you have to finish at a certain time. Like if you make a neder, let's say a person makes a neder for himself, so then you have up until you have to fulfill your neder. So there are certain rules in order to be considered that you fulfilled your number of tainusim that you made a nether for yourself. So let me just keep reading. So I'll read this again from the beginning real quick. So it flows, the Shulchan Aruch. Kol tanit shelo shaka alav chama, dehainu shelo shima tzeis kol chavim. If you made a nether, for example, I'm adding that in. You make a nether to make a tainus, and you don't finish until tzeis, eino tainit. The halacha is it doesn't count. And you have to fast again in order to a whole nother day in order to fulfill your neder. And if you want to eat beforehand, let's say you made a neder only to fast part of the day, or you have to break your fast for whatever reason, and you'll be mashlim another day. So then, eino mispalel anenu. You don't say anenu anymore. Even if you're still fasting. So again, we're going to see a machloka here between Shulchan Aruch and Rama. The Shulchan Aruch writes, even if you're still fasting, you made a tainus, but you know you're not going to finish until tseis. So he says, don't say anenu. All right, again, it's a big machlokas if it's tseis or shkia.
You know you're going to
break your fast. Correct. You know you're going to break your fast. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you do not say anenu. Not that shliach tzibur, not the Yachid, not Shachris, not Mincha. You don't say. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Haga, mihu, no hagim mispalo anenu. Alpha pisha in mashlim yon tseis hakochavim. V'chein das miktas rabata. And he says, well, actually some say, no, even if you're not going to finish until tseis, and some say it's davka tseis versus shkia, but whatever, L'maisa will just say like this, even if you're not going to finish fasting until the end of the day, you still say anenu. V'nir eli, the dafka biyachid, the omer anenu b'shomea tefila. So he says, and he says, dafka a yachid is still allowed to say anenu in shomea tefila, not the shliach tzibur. The belav hachi yacholosif, because what's the big deal? It's in shomea tefila. Shomea tefila, you're allowed to add all your own personal tefilas. You can say anenu, it's not a problem. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's a little bit of a problem because you're saying anenu biyom ta'anit hazeh, and it's not called a ta'anit according to him. So that's why the Taz, and some say, against Machlokas Achronim by Ashkenazim, the Taz writes not to say the words biyom ta'anitenu because it's a davar sheker. But the Big De Yesha, what are others, Mishnah Berurah quotes, that you're allowed to. Because if you fasted at least a half a day, because if you fasted a half a day, a ta'anit sha'ot, you can't call that a sheker. It's also true. It's not the whole story, but it's not sheker. Aval shaliach tzibor lo yomar neinu el imkein mashlimin v'chen noagin. But the shaliach tzibor says we don't say. The shaliach tzibor certainly cannot say aneinu because that's a whole separate bracha earlier on, and it's a hefsek sort of whatever. It's inappropriate, and it's a bracha. Probably a bracha levatala. So that's v'chein nohagin. So that's the minhag by Ashkenazim is if they're still fasting, then they do say. And interesting. The Kaf HaChaim says the first svardim compromise. He likes to be a little bit like both, and he says say anenu after elokai netzor, or in elokai netzor. Okay, I think that suffices. And right, even the Rama says once you eat, then of course you're not going to say it anymore. Okay, let's go on. Fine, bet. You know what? Hopefully, I'm ready for this one. Okay, Yesh Omrim. Some say Shmi Shiragil Itanot Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Some who have the custom for Aseret. Oh, I just wanted to comment that, right, so it's in order to make a tainus, you have to make a Kabbalah the day before. And we're going to get into that. Oh, we didn't say that yet, did we?
No. I think it comes up in...
It's in the Bir Alach over here, but it's fine. We'll have to read it in the Shulchan Aruch first. I just want to give a really short intro. Now that we started Hilchos Tainus, I just want to give a really short intro from the Aruch HaShulchan, just to put things in a little better perspective. So he points out that there are four types of tainios, four different types of fastings, two that are midivrei Torah, and two that are midivrei Sofer. Okay? And each one has a kavua and eno kavua. One is, for the most part, it's on a set calendar. Again, it can move a couple days here and there. But basically, he divides them all. You have just categories. And some are completely variable any time in the year. If you want, you can think of that as a riddle. So what would be the two that are de'araisa? So we know of Yom Kippur, and that's kavu. What has a set calendar, right? Set date. And what would be the variable mid'araisa?
The original Tisha B'Av.
It's not a Yom Sara, according to the Rambam, and that's who he quotes. I'm not aware that it's a machlokas. It is, I kind of mentioned it already. Nedarim are deraisa. So if you make a neder to make a tainus, which is mostly what really we're dealing with. I mean, Aruch HaShulchan spells it out. He says basically, most of this siman is we're really dealing with this a neder that a person made for a yachid. There's a lot of the things that we learn by the, if it's a tzibor who makes it, you just, it's not up to you to make the Kabbalah, the tzibor put it on you. And the zmanim, whatever, it's basically, anyway, it's basically the main crux of it's referring to A neder, an individual makes it. So anyway, so those are the two deraisa, right? He quotes, you know, ish ki dor neder v'chule koy yetzei mipiv yaaseh. And because if you look in Hilchos Nedarim, we'll get there. Even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to follow your neder or do a taras nedarim. Now, what are the two categories derabanan? So we're all familiar with the kavua days. It's the dalet somos, including Tisha B'Av plus Tainus Esther, and which is the one that's variable derabanan?
Tainus
Chulon. Tainus.
Chulon.
That's great. He doesn't say it. That sounds perfect. Tainus Chulon sounds perfect. He didn't bring it down. And someone else, Gershon, said it. Yom Tzara. So here. So I actually thought like you too. But he quotes the Rambam and he writes, it's a mitzvah, the Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah asay in Hilchos Tainus, mina Torah, lizok ulahariya b'chatzotras al kol tzara shetavo al tzibor. The din de araisa is tefila, crying out, doing teshuva, etc. And then the famous Rambam here is like, if things happen, like is happening nowadays in Eretz Yisrael and around the world, that you have to do something. You have to change. You can't just keep everything the same. And he says, if you just call it minhag ha'olam, you know, things happen. This is history, and it's just going to happen, and it's all b'derech mikra. It could happen now. It could have happened later. It just is what it is. Then he says, that's achzarius, and you're just asking for things to continue to be worse for you, and that's mamish, like it's written in the Tochacha. So that's that famous Rambam. And then he continues, Medivrei Sofrim, lihitanot al kol tzara shetavo al tzibor ad sheyacharu yirachameo min hashamayim, and it keeps going on. So the concept of fasting, that's derabanan. And obviously today, doing something, perhaps fasting or something, would be very appropriate. Nowadays, we often don't do public fasts extra because people have trouble functioning. We're taking pills or get headaches. People can't work, they can't learn, and we know on fast days it's not very productive for many people, so that is not usually the recommended, and I'm not aware that anyone in the past few months have done a Tainet Tzibor for what's going on, but many people are doing more private things, you know, learning more, chesed more, sleeping without pillows on the floor, not putting sugar in their tea or coffee, whatever people are doing. Something should be done. Okay, let's go back to base. Yesh omrim, shemi shiragil it anot aser simei tshuva. So people who have the custom to fast and aser simei tshuva, kevan she'en regilut lekabla mitfila. It's not regular. They don't accept it the day before at mincha as a full fast day. Ein sarich liit anos ad seisa kochavim ela ad sheitzei mibeit hakneset. So they don't have to fast until Seisa Kochavim. It's not a full-fledged neder, and they didn't specify that they're going to, even if it, they accepted it as a fast, it wasn't a proper acceptance stam, and therefore, and it was aldas, that when they finished davening Maariv, then they know the fast is over. I believe that's only after Shkia. Okay? I feel he's talking about Yom. Well, I'll leave it as a question mark. It could be even after Plag, I'm not sure. But the general, without specifying, for a Sarasimei Tshuva would be certainly after Maariv. I have to see if that's after Shkia or Tzis. Haga. V'ayachid mispal al anenu. And then the individual would say anenu in Shomei Tvila. V'chein chasa nitpal anenu kodim shekanes l'chopa. And as long while he's still fasting before he says Aninu in the Shomei Tefillah, va'az yuchal lishtot mikos shel bracha. And then even if the wedding is earlier in the day, then he can drink from the kos. Aval mi shemita nemishiva asar betamuz at Tisha B'Av, someone who fasts during those 3 weeks, tzarich lahashlim af agav de'eno tzarich kabbalah. Even though you don't need a Kabbalah, you still have to finish all the way until Tzeis.
Okay,
So then normally, for the rest of the year, you have to have a full Kabbalah in order for it to be Chayav, and then you have to finish the days. Venerally, the Dafka Bistam, that's only if you just accept it upon yourself, Bistam. Avaim hitne shalola hashlim, harshus biyado. But if you say Beferush, you can accept whatever you want, however you want, and then it's totally up to you. Delo adif mishar tanyas tanit. Because then it's no different than any other tainus. And I just want to share a couple quick points from the Bir Halacha, and then we'll stop. So he points out for people who fast nowadays, people who are fasting for Bahab, they don't have to finish the fast unless, or at least until Tzeis, unless they make a Kabbalah. If they make a Kabbalah, which we're going to get into, it has to be done the day before in the afternoon. Mincha, right. The ideal time is Mincha. If it's Chal, it could be, it still works if you make your Kabbalah before or after. But Lechatchila, the Zman of Chazal, was to do it during Mincha. And another similar example is for those who fast Erev Rosh Chodesh. The same thing, you don't have to be Mashlim if you don't specify the day before. It's not an automatic.